So here's the wedding boo that I promised. I went to a wedding of a good friend yesterday. I'd known her since we were both about 14. And it was a wonderful wedding. It was beautiful. She was beautiful. Everyone looked great. The colors were black and white, which was interesting because the groom was black and the bride was white. But the bridesmaids were wearing these black floor-length dresses. Very simple, but very nice, very elegant. Perfect for a Friday night wedding, which is sort of a, I don't know, sort of a different time to have a wedding and a more elegant, refined time, I guess. So the ceremony was pretty basic, pretty short, not a lot of frills. All the women walked in, you know, in front of the bride. The bride walked in, and then the pastor, who is a very, very good friend of the bride, almost like a father to her, read from Romans 12 and gave a message about how they are to love one another and love one another selflessly, and what that should mean, what it should look like. And then he prayed, and they did the vows, and that was pretty much it. Then, you know, kissed the bride, and everybody clapped and cheered, and they walked out. So it was very short, but very good. And, you know, that's really all you need. Say the vows and have a little message from the pastor to take with you. If you can remember anything from a day like that, I hear it's kind of hard to remember. But they had, like, four people taking pictures and I think some video, too. So they'll have other ways to remember. And then there was a reception, which is just out in the rest of the church building. They have a little area for reception. And it was mostly, like, fruit and cheese and crackers, but then the guy she married was born in the U.S., but mostly he's Kenyan. And so they had these things that were like meat and cilantro and some other spices. It was kind of spicy in a little piece of pastry. So it was kind of like an empanada, but the Kenyan version. Very good. And then there was a cake made by one of our friends who decorates cakes. And of course it was beautiful. And as they, you know, they usually announce the wedding party as they come into the reception hall. So they did that. And then as the bride and groom came in, about, I don't know, 15 or 16 of these Kenyan women that came over for the wedding, or maybe they are around, but I don't know. They all started singing and dancing and clapping, and they like sang them into the reception. It was so cool. They sang three different songs, and they were all in, I think, in Swahili. But you could hear the words Yahweh, which is Hebrew name for God, and Yesu, kind of like, it sounded like their word for Jesus. So you could tell they were singing praise songs, but didn't really know what it was about. But there was lots of clapping and stuff, which is very, very not typical for my church. If you know anything about my church, like, people don't clap, people don't dance in church. So it was really cool, and definitely like the fusion of different cultures coming together. And at the reception, they did little trivia questions about their relationship, and I won a prize because I was with them the second time they ever met up. They met online, so the second time they ever met in real life, I was there. We had this picnic in downtown Indianapolis last year on Memorial Day, so, and it rained, so I won a little poncho to remember that time. And let's see, oh, instead of jingling the keys or, you know, tapping the silverware on the glasses, which they didn't really have because it was all plastic, but instead of that, they asked that if you wanted to see the bride and groom kiss, that you get up to the microphone and sing a song with the word love in it. And I got this great video of the bride's mother, who, like, didn't know any music, couldn't think of a song to sing, but I suggested the one where, you know, you spell out love, L is for the way you look at me, and so on. And so the other people up there kind of knew it, and they were singing the verse, or like the lines in between, and the bride's mom would just take the mic back and be like, L, O, in between. It was great. And then they all got to E, and they all go, E, we don't know what it stands for. And then like the maid of honor, which was the bride's sister, runs over, and she sang something which wasn't even quite the right words, but it was good enough. So it was a really good time. Got to see lots of good friends. It was a beautiful wedding. And then they rode off into the sunset. And that is that. An end of something and a beginning of something new. So that's the wedding boo.